Welcome to The Catalyst, where we explore creative ideas to spark innovation in an unhealthy healthcare system. I'm your host, Dr. Lara Salyer, a physician and mom of three, who is reimagining the way I practice medicine after suffering and overcoming burnout. Join me as I teach you how to optimize flow and catalyze your own revolution in healing. Tune in for candid conversations with leading experts in conventional and holistic healthcare who dare to believe a better future is possible for all of us. Life is made of teeny catalytic moments of immense impact. When strung together, the transformation is magical. Join us and let's color outside the lines. Welcome to this episode of the Catalyst Podcast, measuring what matters, personalized success metrics in healthcare. By the end of this solo cast, you are going to know two things. Number one, how to recognize and spot yourself when you're getting so close to success that you self-sabotage. And number two, how you can design your own metric scale to measure transformation in your patient and clients. But let's set the stage. I just got out of this session with a beautiful catalyst who is reinventing, redesigning healthcare on her own terms. And one of the biggest joys I have during my week is partnering with practitioners just like her inside my mentorship, because a lot of us have the magic inside. We just need that other person to pull it out of us. And that brings me such glee and joy to see all of these catalysts creating their own community healthcare programs and memberships and group visits and everything that matches their values, that helps them feel revitalized and pedals back from burnout. It is literally the best thing I've ever done in my life. But okay, enough about me. Let's set the stage of what she walked into the session with. And when I am doing my mentorship, I love learning about where each catalyst is. And so there's a very long process that they fill out, you know, where, what are they working on? What are they struggling with? And it helps kind of unravel, peel back the onion layers of their brain of what's giving them troubles, right? We all get stuck and, you know, inertia is difficult to break. And so if you listen to episode 107 about struggling with inertia, I talked about a method that I use all the time called the warm method, which we will use again in this episode. So keep listening. So she walks in and she has got this well thought out program. We're talking three different levels of educating patients, which labs she might consider, what topics she would like to talk about, and the ways that she would like to transform their lives using kind of like the bread and butter of functional medicine. We're talking, you know, metabolic labs. We're talking, you know, exercise prescriptions. We're talking mindfulness, emotional awareness, all these things. And so she has this beautiful spreadsheet. And her main question coming into the session was, I don't think there's enough in here, and I'm not sure how I can educate patients and transform their experience. Now, if you're a mentor and you're listening, you know that that surface question usually isn't the real question. There's a root. And the root to most of the questions I see inside a mentoring session is, what part of you doesn't feel ready? You know, why are we delaying progress? Because the closer we get to success, we self-sabotage. It happens all the time. It happens to me still. Everybody does this. Success brings upon new responsibilities and almost a fear that we become aware of as we get closer to completing something. Once we check that box that it's completed, now we've left ourselves out in the open for criticism. And I think that really sits very difficult with a lot of us. This is the thing. When you create your own medical career, you're going to have critical people, and that feedback can be very useful. So when you develop that way of existing and moving through the world, expecting to have these feedback loops, like we do in flow neuroscience, where you expect feedback and it helps you polish your skills and get better and better, you start to learn that flow is essential in any career where you want it to feel like your own and you want to walk into work every day joyful. You're going to have feedback, and that's how you change and adapt and calibrate your offerings and the way that you move through your work-life masterpiece. But the problem is most of us don't even get to that feedback level because we're too scared to just launch. We're too scared to commit and say we're finished on this project. But what if you did? And so I challenged this catalyst and said, your spreadsheet looks amazing. Why aren't you ready to just start taking patients now? And, you know, she paused and she said, well, I'm thinking that there's so much in here. I need to show them what I'm going to do. And that's where I interrupted and said, or not. Because sometimes that's overwhelming when patients see everything under the dashboard. We have to dance this fine line of explaining without overwhelming, giving a few framework steps without, you know, giving all the details, because that is terrifying and almost sets the patient up for feeling like they're never going to measure up, right? Transformation doesn't have to be perfect or all-encompassing, and this catalyst was not suggesting that, but I think what we did is we shifted that perspective of how would this look if we just set up a framework of the expectations that a patient would have when they work through this program. The touch points. How often would they see you? What would the feedback look like? What kind of expectations would they have on communication? Are there expectations on labs you would order, etc.? And that really helped her step back from this feeling of, uh-oh, I don't have enough in there to, wait, I've got it all figured out. This is great. Yes. And so we used the strategic warm method, right? Which is when you start to feel this sense of like, I'm sabotaging myself. Why am I doing this, right? Pull out the warm method. I go in detail in episode 107. And the warm method is asking first, W, who is talking to me? Who's this? Asking yourself, who is saying I'm not ready? Is it me? And what part of me? Is it the small kind of meek part of me? Is it the bossy part of me? Is it the perfectionist part of me? What part of me is talking? And can I put somebody else in the driver's seat? Then A, aim low. How can I turn this around and really think of it as a bare minimum? Maybe I'm taking on too much. How can I make this smaller and shrink it? So I'm aiming low. And that's what we did with her project. Instead of trying to outline her whole entire method and give all the details on her website or in her patient education, we said, how can we make it very framework skeletal, where patients don't know all the details of their transformation, but they know the touch points that they will see you, and they know that roadmap to expect how they will get there, right? The next is R, which is reason. What is your reason? Now, her reason was to change and transform women in the perimenopausal age that are feeling really downtrodden and symptomatic and tired into these beautifully vibrant beings. And then she connected to that reason and it lifted her up. You could see during our session, she was excited to keep going. Like, we're almost there. That's your reason. W-A-R. And the last is M, which is messy moves the needle. Let's get messy. Let's put something out there knowing that you're going to recalibrate. That's what flow neuroscience is. It's not getting it perfect. It's not, you know, skiing downhill perfectly or doing a masterpiece perfectly. It's about adjusting your brush strokes as you get used to your muscle movements. It's about learning which hills you can go down that will give you that glee. And so we just have to get it out there, even if it's messy. So with this rejuvenated sense of, yeah, I have thought about this enough. It's good enough. I can move forward. There's nothing stopping me from opening up and saying, yep, I'm ready to take my first few patients, my clients, and start walking them through my transformational method. But then we thought of, how do you measure that? That is so hard in functional medicine. We're dealing with the gray area. We aren't always dealing with the data. Yes, we do measure a lot of data, right? We have a lot of specialty testing, stool kits, urine kits, salivary, blood testing. We can measure all sorts of data in your body. But in my opinion, that is not a true measure of transformation. I'm not chasing one level to get it perfectly. That puts blinders on. What I'm looking for is body transformation, emotional and mind and soul transformation. And we cannot know how a patient feels. Only a patient knows this. So these self-measured metrics are my favorite to use. Things like the PROMIS score or MSQ in the IFM world, there's a lot of different metrics you could use. So you could borrow some of these. If you're into the mental health area, there's a lot of statistically significant metrics that, you know, Beck's depression score. There's so many, goodness, we could go on and on. So I'm just going to pause here because I could go on. Metrics are fun and it's fun to see the transformation. But what we did here was unique. I said, what would it look like if you made your own scale? You know, why do we have to create proof that we're moving the needle? Well, because we want patients to know that they're moving the needle. Sometimes if we don't measure it, we're not aware that our sleep has gotten better, that we're creating new exercise habits, that, gosh, I have learned a lot about boundaries, or, you know, I am more aware of the need to get outside in sunshine, all these little things that people just aren't aware of until they work with you. Hey, have you visited the Catalyst Way yet? It's an online hub that I designed just for you, where I help you spark creativity, passion, and flow to help you build your own self-expressive work-life masterpiece. I packed a ton of magic inside the Catalyst Way. There's downloadable freebies like the Catalyst Calendar Time Management System and Functional Micro Practice Checklist. You can also earn 10 hours of CME while you rediscover your own unique play and flow. And also connect with me for one-on-one personal and professional mentorship options. But first, pause at the top of the page and take the free Catalyst Archetype quiz. It's more than just finding out who you are. It's about unlocking your fullest potential and harmonizing that work-life masterpiece. Are you a passionate, fervent flame, always leading the charge? Maybe you're a reflective river, providing calm and care in the storm of healthcare. Or maybe a wise wind, bringing innovative solutions to old problems. Or maybe you're like me, the resolute rock, the dependable backbone of your team. Each archetype will be matched to a downloadable assessment that helps you leverage those strengths and find your ideal play activity. Imagine that. Imagine knowing exactly what fuels your fire, where to avoid the risk of burnout, what soothes your soul, and what grounds your thoughts. Picture harnessing these insights as you transform the way that you work, live, and play. Visit the Catalyst Way at drlarasalyer.com/catalyst and take the quiz today. That's drlarasalyer.com/catalyst and keep coloring outside the lines. So here are the steps if you're interested in making your own metric. These are the steps that I would follow. First, treat it like you are putting clay on a pottery wheel and you're just going to slam something down. It's going to be messy. This is exactly what I did with the Catalyst. We went through her program. I said, come up with three segments of questions and let's just hammer it out. So she starts giving topics and things that she would like to measure with the idea that you would measure this at the beginning of a relationship, somewhat in the middle, and then towards the end, just to measure improvement. So she is slamming these ideas and topics out. Then we went back and started polishing and shaping. We decided, would you like, and this is step two, decide how you want to measure. Do you want a high score to mean health, or do you want a high score to mean dis-ease? For example, the MSQ, a higher score means you have more symptoms, you're not feeling good. A lower score means you're healthier. Now, in her case, she wanted to have a high score, meaning more robust health. So we had to change a lot of the questions, because to make a simple Likert scale with one being disagree, five being strongly agree, you want to make the questions align so it's easier to score. Remember, keep it simple. Aim low. Messy moves the needle. So we changed her questions. We went through all her questions and changed so that they are rephrased in the way that a high score would mean health. So instead of I'm craving sugar, we'd have to change it to I rarely crave sugar in my day, right? Now a five means that's true. I rarely crave it. So we went through each question to align it with the scaling. And then we simply did a scoring key. When a person answers all these questions with a five, that's really good. So what is the maximum score they could receive? Now, if they answered all those questions with a four, which is still decent, what number is that? And then that might be the highest scoring. And we labeled it. You could have it as a green zone or a yellow zone or a red zone. And you can design whatever metric you would like. But this is simple. Now she left the session feeling so empowered. She got right to work. And when I say get right to work, this is another step that we like to be perfectionistic. Sometimes we can kick the can further down the road because we're still scared to be successful. And we can then overinflate how this shows up. So you could choose the harder road and say, well, now that I have a scale, maybe I should have it uploaded in a type form or in an automatic quiz or in some kind of auto-populated PDF and fancy schmancy. You absolutely could. No stopping you, but that's also kicking the can further down the road. so that you can delay putting the work in and launching. So I suggested simple Google document. Just put it in a document form. Patients can self-measure themselves. You could place it in front of a discovery call so that when they get on the discovery call, they can tell you, oh, this is my score, and you can discuss it, right? And this becomes an amazing and compelling tool. You could put it as a lead magnet. People can download it and use this PDF and measure themselves, and then you provide the solution. You know, contact me if you'd like to learn how I can help you with some of this. And as you're designing your own metric, make sure you're adding in questions that you will plan on teaching or educating. So for me, you know, things like I use these metrics in my CME program for helping healthcare practitioners tap into creativity using flow neuroscience and really pedaling backwards from burnout. I have a 10-hour CME course, and I did the same process with these metrics. I basically broke it down into three sections because I have three sections in this course, and I devised questions that will test them on how self-efficacious they feel on these tools. And by the end, they're able to measure themselves differently and see how much they've learned. So make sure as you're designing your metric that you include questions that you will usually strategically teach on. And then you can revise this. No one says that once you produce this one scale, it has to be written in stone. Put a timer on your calendar to circle back in 6 months and revisit. Did your patients really enjoy this? Did they have other feedback? Do you think that you have maybe switched the trajectory of your clinic and maybe now you have different conditions that you see and you really are passionate about? You might want to switch your metric questions, but you can lower the bar of ease. Making this a document, making it easy to download, creating this as a lead magnet or a tool that you use inside your practice to measure transformation is amazing. You'll see patients' eyes light up. It feels more manageable. And you can do this in literally a half an hour to an hour. So, first of all, remember the warm method. When you start sensing that you're getting closer to success and you need just a few more things, ask yourself, do I really? Who's talking to me? Who am I comparing myself to? Do I have enough here to get going? You probably do. And this is your pep talk to get going. Put it out there. The only way you can adjust is by putting it out there, even if it's imperfect, and then reiterating on that. That is the key. And then secondly, remember, use metrics, create your own, and that can measure your own transformation in patients. Have fun with it. Name it something really cool. Go to ChatGPT and ask. After you design it, ask ChatGPT to organize this in fun and innovative ways. Give it a fun title. And before you know it, you're going to have a lot of people that want your program and your expertise. So I would love to hear feedback on what works for you. Do you have your own signature method? If you're interested in learning what kind of archetype you are, because we all have our own little quirks that can lend us towards the path of burnout, or sometimes we've lost our way and forgot how to play as an adult, I have my own metric tool. You can learn if you are a fervent flame, if you're a wise wind, if you're a reflective river, or a resolute rock. And you can learn from all the other elements and balance out your own well-being. So hit the link in the show notes to take the Catalyst Archetype quiz, and you will get a 2-page colorful PDF that helps you find new joy, that helps you recognize where you'll likely slip into burnout and how to get yourself out of it. I'm always here to help. I am your bestie with the Catalyst programs, and I love coloring outside the lines with you. So thank you for listening, and recommend this episode to a friend. I love hearing feedback, and I can't wait to talk to you again next week. Keep coloring outside the lines. Thank you for listening and subscribing to the Catalyst podcast. My vision is a world without burnout, and my mission is to teach 1 million medical professionals how to tap into creativity and flow to increase joy and well-being. We all deserve a medical career that is self-expressive, unique, and creative. You can help by signing up for my newsletters. One of my highest values is gratitude, so I love giving back. And each newsletter is gamified. The more you share, the more you win. It's easy to sign up. Just go to drlarasalyer.com/win. Thank you for coloring outside the lines with me.